Welcome to the Health Ranger Report with Mike Adams, the Health Ranger.
In 1971, the day that President Richard Nixon took us off the gold standard, or you could say halted the exchange window between dollars and gold, that day set into motion an inevitable outcome of events that would one day end in the apocalyptic total collapse of the dollar. And that day is rapidly arriving. It's soon. Now, you can kick the can down the road for a very long time, and we have for generations in this country, spanning many decades. But it comes to an end, because when the currency is backed by nothing but the, quote, full faith and credit of a bankrupt, corrupt, incompetent criminal government, then you have nothing. And eventually, the rest of the world abandons it. And that's exactly what's happening right now. Even investors in Europe are abandoning the dollar. Why do you think the Dixie is dropping? You know, the index of the dollar versus other fiat currencies. People are getting out of the dollar as rapidly as they can. And some of them are getting into gold. Others are converting to euros. Some are buying crypto. But smart people are fleeing the dollar because the dollar is a sinking Titanic. It's taken on water. The iceberg has already been struck. The water has flooded over the inner walls of the lower decks. And now the sinking of the ship is inevitable. It's just a question of how many minutes it takes for the water to inundate the ship and for the ship to turn upright and go down. That's all that is left now, is how does this unfold? How long does it take? And at what point do people wake up and realize it? Now, mark my words, Trump will not save the dollar. He's not even trying to save the dollar. And the things that he's doing, such as demanding that the Fed lower interest rates, and also printing insane amounts of new currency and funding the Pentagon with $1 trillion, etc., all these things will further accelerate the destruction of the dollar, not the saving of the dollar. So Trump isn't going to save the dollar. He's not trying. What he's going to do is try to position himself and his friends and his circle of wealthy people and insiders to make sure they come out on top as this great reset takes place. And it is a global great reset. And the dollar is done. So whatever you do, make sure that you limit your exposure to the dollar. And of course, one of the best ways to do that is to obviously have gold and silver. And right now, silver looks a lot more underpriced than gold, at least to me. But you know, I'm not a financial advisor, so don't take my word as investment advice. Do your own research. You know, draw your own conclusions. But clearly, even though gold has spiked a lot recently, silver has not kept up with that, and that's because the large banks and the bullion banks are in the process of still being able to cover all the shorts they've placed. They're manipulating the markets with paper contracts so they can cause spot price of silver to stay artificially low for an extended period of time, but they can't do it forever. And that time is coming to an end. I've heard many analysts say that the natural, organic, free market price of silver, if it were not manipulated, should be $200, $300, even $400 an ounce. Now, that doesn't mean it's going to go to that price in dollars, but a lot of experts believe that's where it should be. And right now, it's 32 spot, you know, 32 or 32.50, something like that, bouncing around in the low 30s. And the retail market, that is end user customers, have not yet awakened to the importance of silver. So you're not seeing a mad rush on silver at this point, as we will. We will see a rush before the end of the year, I would imagine. And when that happens, you know, silver premiums are going to go completely insane. But aside from that, understand we're not just looking at the end of the dollar currency. We are looking at the end of Western civilization. And why is that the case? I mean, this is going to end centuries of British colonization and rule and British cruelty, British enslavement of the world, British grabbing of resources, which has happened over, you know, hundreds of years. And then also the U.S. now in that same position since the end of World War II. This is going to end all that. The U.S. military bases will be shut down. The United Kingdom as a whole will crater and collapse and probably be splintered. It will disintegrate. The United States of America will become the divided states or the regional nation states of America. I don't see the United States of America surviving this collapse, however long it takes. It might be months, it might be years, but America is over. And part of the reason is because America had it so good for so long that American culture became apathetic, lazy, hyper-privileged. And largely the American people believed that they didn't have to work anymore, that they could just export debt and trade it for imported goods or commodities. Like, hey, you give us steel and we'll give you debt. And for a long time, a lot of countries said, okay, because we need your debt in order to buy oil. You know, Bretton Woods and all that. And those days are over. Nobody needs U.S. dollars anymore around the world. And the only countries that are still heavily engaged in acquiring U.S. dollars are just the Friends of America, the Five Eyes nations for the most part. And as the dollar collapses, those nations will find that they hitched their ropes to the wrong horse. They're going down with the Titanic. Their economies will be in shambles. You will see a collapse of the U.S. military presence all around the world. You'll see the U.S. Navy collapse and probably die. I already mentioned U.S. military bases will be shut down all over the world. They'll probably be actually overrun in many areas or just bombed into oblivion in the Middle East. And whatever soldiers can manage to escape out of there with their lives will be the lucky ones. And then, of course, Israel will not fare well once the U.S. can no longer provide money and bombs. And that day is coming. And I think Iran knows that day is coming. I think the other Middle Eastern nations, they know very well that that day is coming, and they are preparing for that day. And that's why they're trying to not escalate things right now. They're just waiting for the U.S. to suffer its total economic collapse and currency collapse, which is only a matter of time. But back to the American people, because they have grown so largely apathetic and they have been so hyper-privileged, they have also, spanning these, let's say, three generations or so, they've lost their basic skills of survival. They've lost it. Most Americans don't know how to survive during a war. Now, we've got resources for you on this, by the way. Even right now, we've got a docuseries running for free at brightu.com. That's the word bright, followed by the letter U, brightu.com. And that's the Marjorie Wildcraft Wartime Homefront Essential Skills docuseries course. That's one thing. And then I've got an audiobook that I finished years ago called Resilient Prepping. And you can find that audiobook at that website, resilientprepping.com. And that will teach you a wealth of information about how to survive in a no-technology environment or a low-technology environment as supply chains collapse. That book is actually more relevant right now than it ever was when I first recorded it, because the supply chains are being cut off. And the American people, again, for the most part, although there are exceptions, for the most part, they don't have the skills to know how to survive during difficult times. So you're about to see a convergence of shocking events, historic events, beyond once in a lifetime, these are events that will be like once in the life of a nation, you know, maybe every 250 years, something like that. And what's coming for the United States is a collapse of the currency combined with a collapse of supply chains, which will lead to a collapse of food, food production and food distribution, which will lead to widespread famine. On top of all of the uprising and civil unrest that will occur as people lose everything in their bank accounts, their pensions, their hedge funds, etc. This is going to be a convergence of collapse events that will have many people thinking that we must be living in a Mad Max scenario. That's how crazy it's going to get. And what will Trump's answer be? What will the answer be from Besant? Print more money. Print more money. Print your way out of this. Print money and hand it out to people. Print money and fund the military. Or print currency, I should be saying, because it's not money. But when the dollar collapses and there are no more buyers for the dollar, and even when the point is reached that the Fed buying the dollar, you know, printing money to buy money, or printing debt to buy debt, technically, when that is no longer able to provide the purchasing power that the government needs to even fund itself because of spiraling hyperinflation, as that day comes, Trump will find that he can't buy his way out of this. It's impossible. You can't print oil. You can't print food. You can't print naval vessels. You can't print ammunition. And there's little question that Trump, well, he'll be forced into a corner where he has to start a war in order to attempt to distract people from the total domestic economic collapse. And that war, I don't know if it's going to be a war with Iran, Russia, or China, but those are the three, right? Those are three candidates, or maybe all three at once. That war will spell the end of the U.S. empire. And I was just listening to a short video clip of a Pentagon insider who said in the last day that if the U.S. begins a shooting war anywhere in the world, that the United States military will run out of munitions in 1 week. 1 week. The U.S. can sustain itself for literally 1 week, and that's it. And then it's over. And that's accurate. And just recently, former Russian Defense Minister Shoigu said that if the UK and the Western European nations, if they place occupying military troops in Ukraine, even if they call them peacekeepers, Russia reserves the right to strike those Western nations with nuclear weapons. And Shoigu isn't bluffing. Russia's not bluffing. And just to be clear, I do not believe that Russia would nuke Ukraine. Why would they? They want to occupy at least the eastern half of Ukraine and have the farmland and have the industry and have the minerals and the energy in Crimea, etc. Russia won't nuke Ukraine, but they very well may nuke Germany, France, the UK, and anybody else in Western Europe who's dumb enough to go along with this insane British-led attack on Russia. And I hope you get the sense, I mean, I've gotten the sense that Russia is running out of patience and Russia is not bluffing. And again, if Keir Starmer, who is a, you know, he's a deep state clown, Keir Stalin, as he's known, if he wants to thrust the United Kingdom into a nuclear war that the UK will not survive, then he should continue on his current path, because that's exactly what he will get. And the UK will be no more. I can see the UK being destroyed by nuclear weapons and the US being destroyed economically. I think that's what's coming. And I have no doubt that the US cannot survive the collapse of the dollar. The US empire will be done. Washington, D.C. will be forced to shut down. They won't be able to meet payroll. They won't be able to pay benefits to veterans. They won't be able to buy fuel. for the military, you know, it all ends. All the grants, all the departments. You want to know how to shut down the FBI? Wait for the dollar to collapse. The FBI's done. FDA, done. EPA, done. All of it. You know, Secretary Kennedy of HHS will be the secretary of nothing. That's what's coming. And actually, as I argued recently in a podcast, that's the only reform that actually works. All the other reforms will fail because the deep state swamp is too powerful and too deep and too swampy. But when the currency collapses, as is happening, there's nothing more you can do. It's done. Your military is done. Your economy is done. Your government's done. Every department is done. And that day is coming. The population of the United States will collapse. There will be regional civil war battles in places like, especially the blue states, rural versus urban warfare. You're going to see America on fire. You're going to see states trying to launch desperately new state-run currencies, probably backed by gold. You're going to see refugees across America fleeing the battle zones and trying to get to places like Texas. Texas will be stable for the most part. There might be a battle over Austin. There might be some fights, you know, short-term fights over the libtard, you know, city areas. But those fights won't last very long because the libtards will be defeated quite rapidly. But in other states like Colorado or Illinois, where you have Chicago versus the rest of the state, these kinetic battles could go on for an extended period of time, and they could be quite devastating, very violent, with a tremendous amount of fallout. So be very cautious. If you are living in a blue state, or especially in a blue city or a suburb near a blue city, prepare to find yourself living in an active war zone as the dollar collapses, which, again, I can't give a date. I don't know if it's this year or next year or what year, but I know it's coming, and I know it is mathematically inevitable. I also know that the only way to preserve your assets is to be out of the dollar, and you can do that now by trading dollars for gold and silver, or you can trade it for land, or you can trade it for ammunition, which will be very valuable, or firearms, or, you know, whatever, diesel fuel. I've talked about all these things numerous times. If you want to get gold and silver, talk to our sponsor, the Treasure Island Company. They're outstanding. I've worked with them for years. You can find them at metalswithmike.com. Right now, I would be very cautious about buying gold. I think it's been overbought, but silver is a steal. Even at $32.50, even at $33, silver is a steal, in my opinion. Gold is in that weird territory. It's like, well, it's probably going to keep going up, but it's also kind of overbought in the short term. So I expect more price consolidation on gold, you know, dropping more into the 3200s, maybe even the 3100s before it reconsolidates and then takes off due to some upcoming event, probably war. The other thing you should do is, you know, listen to my audiobook, resilientprepping.com. You can shop with us at healthrangerstore.com for long-term storable foods that are laboratory tested, that will help you make it through all the famine and scarcity that's being engineered. You can check out, you can get goldbacks if you go to verifiedgoldbacks.com, or just go to my website, rangerdeals.com, and there you can find three different forms of gold and silver that are available, all of which will be very useful in a collapse scenario or a barter scenario, things like that. And then finally realize that everything's going to go on sale in this country. You're going to be able to pick up vehicles for pennies on the dollar, hotels, pennies on the dollar, commercial real estate, they'll practically give it away. I mean, in some cases, they just will. If you can just pay the property taxes, you can have it. Like, here, the building's yours, you know? Because the collapse will be so widespread. I mean, residential real estate will collapse in most areas as well, as the dollar collapses. So you'll be able to pick up assets for pennies on the dollar, especially if you have gold or silver. You may be able to trade a couple of gold pieces for like a diesel pickup truck or something, you know? A few more gold pieces and you'll own like a factory if you want. A few more gold pieces, you can buy 100 acres in Texas or whatever. Those kinds of deals are going to be seen in the collapse. And I'm not hoping for this. I'm just warning you of what's coming. It's going to be devastating. It's going to destroy the United States of America as a nation. And there's no coming back from it. So stay informed. Read our articles at naturalnews.com. Keep listening to my broadcasts at brighteon.com. Get yourself squared away with gold and silver. Make sure you're ready with all your backup medical supplies, your knowledge, everything. You're going to need it all. It's about to get super, super dicey. All right, I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Thank you for listening today. God bless you all. I pray for your safety. Take care. The economy's tough. Trade embargoes are underway. Trade wars. The supply chain is taking a beating. A lot of people are losing jobs right now. So what are we doing to help you be able to afford clean food and high-potency nutrition? Well, here at healthrangerstore.com, we've just launched a program called Buy More, Save More. And if you go to healthrangerstore.com/save, that's all you have to enter in, healthrangerstore.com/save, you'll see that we have 209 products on this special program, which gives you an automatic discount coupon code when you purchase a higher quantity. For example, Health Rangers Hawaiian astaxanthin right here. You click on that and you can, this is your normal savings of 29%, or you can go here and you can buy more, save more. You can buy three, get 5%, buy six, get 6%. We don't have like massive margins on these, by the way. So, but these savings are significant. And then if you click grab this deal, then it adds that to your shopping cart and it puts the discount code in there automatically. So there's your discounted price. Buy more, save more on all 209 products that we have available on this program. Everything from chlorella to nascent iodine, concentrated mineral drops. As you can see, many, many items. We've done this for you. Now, you might ask, how can we do this when all these tariffs are kicking in on China, like 150% tariffs? And so imported products from China are going up in price. Well, guess what? We don't import anything from China, except I think goji berries. But we've been China free in our supply chain, or almost 100% China free for many, many years. So we are not impacted by these high tariffs from China. Now, there are 10% tariffs on products from other countries, and we do source different materials from different countries, just depending on the material. For example, we get our non-GMO vitamin C out of the United Kingdom, because we don't buy GMO vitamin C from China, which is the cheap vitamin C that everybody else sells. So we have high-end non-GMO vitamin C. And yeah, it's more expensive, but it's not going up in price because we're not hit by the tariff. So this is why we're able to put together these savings for you and actually pass along discounts at a time when almost all the other retailers are hiking their prices because they source almost everything from China. It's kind of like the dirty little secret of the nutrition industry. People getting everything from China, from, you know, herbs and vitamins and nutrients and amino acids and all of it. Most of it actually comes from China, folks. So that's going to get very expensive, but we're able to help save you money with this program. Buy more, save more. So check it out again. It's at healthrangerstore.com/save, and you can scroll down and see everything that we have available for you. So many different solutions, everything from personal care products to here's Manuka honey, and here's our tooth salt, and here's whey protein, and broccoli sprout powder high in natural sulforaphane, which is an amazing molecule. You know, so much more, right? Food, supplements, storable foods, superfoods, personal care products, home care, all kinds of products available on this program. Buy more, save more, and trust me, you're never going to see lower prices than this for the future. Because, well, you know, inflation, the dollar's collapsing, so everything's going up in price no matter what. But thank God that our supply chain has banned Chinese suppliers for many, many years. You know, again, except for goji berries, which come from the Tibetan high altitude regions of China. So thank goodness we made that decision many years ago so that our products are not skyrocketing in price, even during this trade war.
So yes, you can stay healthy. You can have outstanding nutrition, outstanding superfoods. You can boost your preps during this trade war by shopping with us at healthrangerstore.com/save. And thank you for your support.